To the November the 30th, 2017, biweekly meeting of the Franklin County Board, Franklin Township Board of Trustees. And we'd like to ask Pastor Womack of Central Baptist Church and Chaplain of the Franklin Township Police Department if he'd open with a prayer, please.
Before I do, I want to thank all Robin and Troy and Don and John for running, and just thank you for all the township. It's a privilege for me to be a part of the township. And I don't see Ari here, but you know what? It's a great place to be. Franklin Township is a great place to be. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the day today. We thank you for this night. We thank you for this township. We ask your blessings upon the meeting tonight. And Father, as we meet here, I pray that there just be a spirit of peace amongst us to communicate and clearly just express things in the township and make decisions. So Father, we pray for good discernment. Lord, I pray for our first responders as they're out right now taking care of this our township. And not only Franklin Township, but Father, we pray for all those first responders throughout the city and throughout the county and really throughout the state and the country. We thank you for our first responders for taking care of this great nation. So Father, this is a great place to live, and we are grateful for that. And we ask your blessings now upon the meeting. May your spirit be strong, and may our spirits be calm, and may we all be of one accord and conduct business clearly. We pray these things in Jesus' name and for your sake. Amen. Amen. Now, if you may, please, can we stand and give the pledge of allegiance?
The pledge of allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Coleman, could we have a call, please?
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yeah.
I'd like to have a motion to suspend the approval of the past minutes. There's two or three that we're still trying to get called up on, and with a short week last week, we were pretty well bombed, and she didn't have time to get everything done. Everything should be current by the next meeting in 2 weeks. So, if I could have a motion, yes. Please.
Second?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
First on the agenda is, special speaker Kurt Keljo from the Franklin County Soil and Water, and we'd like to welcome him to the township meeting, please.
Thank you so much. I'm going to pass around some things.
Okay.
Always got to have some paper when you come to meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Some of it's information on what I am presenting today. Some of it is just general information about our agency. We like to keep folks informed about what we're up to these days.
Oh, yeah.
And so we've got a bunch of things that you can pass around and share, and left over, please share them with folks present at the meeting as well.
Okay.
Thank you. Each year we go around to the townships and talk about the county's stormwater permit. It always, it's taken me a while to wrap my head around this, but the county does have a permit to discharge water from our storm sewers into our rivers and streams. And as part of the conditions of that permit, there are several what are called minimum control measures that we have to abide by. And the first is to educate the township, at least half of the citizens during the five-year permit term, about stormwater and the issues it presents and the concerns it can present. Involve the residents once during 5 years in some sort of public activity to get them involved in doing some things that would help protect our creeks related to stormwater. We also ask that folks maintain their household sewage treatment systems, and Nathan Ralph from Public Health will be talking a bit more about that, and also to track any places where they notice pollution that's coming out of pipes and report that to appropriate folks, And then finally, in terms of the township, also follow good practices with regard to maintaining the fleet and using practices that are appropriate to protecting our streams. We're under a new permit this time around, and we've got five themes that we are working on. The first is illegal dumping, trash and illegal dumping. I'm not sure what sort of issue that might be in Franklin Township, but I know it's an issue in a number of our townships. And so it's one of the things we're going to be focusing on over the next 5 years, developing programs that might help people reduce that trash, that litter it blows into our waterways, can provide pollution, things of that order. The second is backyard conservation, and some of the materials I passed around have to do with that. We provide rebates for, the county provides rebates for people who put in rain gardens, use compost bins, buy rain barrels, plant a tree. All of these things are helpful in terms of reducing the pollution to our streams through stormwater. And so we support that, and we're trying to make that happen across the county wherever we can. We're also encouraging stream buffer establishment. Our streams need buffers to stay healthy. It's part of what keeps them cool. It's part of what filters the water. I didn't realize this till not too many years ago, but when you think about it, water isn't running in a gutter when it runs in a stream. It's going in and out of the groundwater. And so when you have a buffer alongside it, the water is moving in and through roots, and it's getting cleaned along the stream. So protecting those buffers is particularly important. The other two are maybe less relevant to the township, but one of them is, one of them is not so much. This is handled mainly by the county, but we're working on developing development standards that would minimize the impact of development on our streams. The way we've handled stormwater in the past is not the best in terms of its impact on our streams, and we've developed methods for managing stormwater that would be less impactful on our water quality, so we're working on establishing those sorts of standards across the county. And then finally, maintaining our household sewage treatment systems, again, which Ethan Ralph will talk a bit about. I've always been stunned as to how many we still have around the county. Until I got involved in this work, I didn't really realize it. But they're necessary and needful, and it's important to keep them functioning well. So that's what I have to say. Do you all have any questions for me related to any of this?
Well, I'd say some of, the trash and things of that nature were, I guess, pretty common with a lot of other areas. We have a lot of those issues as well.
Right.
And, to become more vibrant and, active with it, our community as a whole.
Yeah.
We're constantly working on that. So anything that, you folks could assist us on, I'm sure the residents would be more than happy to listen.
So glad to do that.
We want to thank you for coming out.
Absolutely.
I remember when I was younger, my grandparents always talked about having to clean out the gutter, they used to call it. And that was, everyone had to clean out in front of their own home to keep the rainwater so it would pass through. So do people even know about that anymore? To keep it clean in front of their house? And because to this day, I still go out there and pick up the trash and get it out of our way. So I don't know, was it a law or it was just a thing in the past that it was just known to do that? Did she just make me go out there and clean up the gutter?
She's a good mom.
It's a really good thing to do. And you're the first person I've ever had tell me that they were taught that, but it's a great thing to have been taught.
Yeah.
Because anything that is in the streets is going to go in our storm drain. And technically, if something goes into our storm drain that isn't rain, it's considered an illicit discharge. The only thing that should go into that drain is water, rainwater. And so if you've got something in front of your house that could wash into the stream, taking it out helps the community meet its stormwater permit, because that's what it's supposed to do. It's a really good thing to do. And particularly with leaves right now, they can clog the storm drain, and they also put a lot of nutrients in the storm drain. So the more you can do that, the great. I'm really delighted to hear that you were taught that and that you're doing
You're not the one I had to pick up all them apples.
Well, that's true, I'm not. I pick them up on my yard.
I want to incorporate that in the program there. Good idea.
As part of our annual permit that we have to do, our annual reporting, that is part of our reporting, is having our streets swept. Last couple of years, weather-wise, and because of all the construction, we haven't been able to get to them. But now that leaf seasons are with, we'll get somebody in sweep a lot to do our...
It would be nice to put that in our newsletter to remind people to keep in front of their house the gutter and the water going, keep it clean. Maybe that would help.
I don't know how many areas that do this, but we are one of the ones that do have our leaf collection each, I should say fall, but it's winter right now. Yeah. So we have the leaf vacuum and that kind of thing. So
and that's what, right now, that's what we're doing now that we're doing all of our leaf collection. Then we go back and we
clean
all of our curbs.
Yeah.
And then after we get all the leaves cleaned out of our curb gutters, then that's when we usually have sweep a lot comes back in, and then they...
Well, prior to...
Which I have to report that in my annual report.
Exactly. Now. Prior to that program starting years and years ago, I don't know how many years you've been doing it, we did have sewers that really backed up and streets flooded really bad, didn't we, Jim? So that's been a real successful program for us, you know, over the years.
Part of what we like to make sure people understand, if it goes into that drain, it's going to go into a stream.
Absolutely.
You know that?
Absolutely.
It's drained by my house, blocked down.
Yep.
That's where the creek is, and there's nothing in between, and so anything that goes into there is going to go into our waterways. So it's an important aspect of it.
Okay. Anybody else have anything for him? We thank you.
All right. I'm going to turn this over to Nathan now.
Okay.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
I will apologize in advance. I did not bring enough copies of what I have to pass out for the entire audience. I do have some business cards that I will provide if anybody has any particular questions, and my email is on there. What I just wanted to talk about briefly was, I'm sorry, my name is Nathan Routh. I'm with the Franklin County Public Health Department. I am the water quality program supervisor, and I'm sorry, pin off. There's another pen. The pen's everywhere. Like Kurt alluded to, that we work in conjunction with them as far as looking at the stormwater and the controlling what's called an illicit discharge. Illicit discharge is anything going into the stormwater system that shouldn't be, including sewage. What I will tell you, though, is that under Ohio EPA regulations, there are NPDES covered permits that actually allow for the discharge of treated wastewater, aeration systems, they're commonly called. What we do here in my program is we inspect them on an annual basis. If somebody's system is not working properly, we make sure that they bring them to compliance. So we have, you'll see on your handout there, we have 180 of those particular types of systems here in Franklin County. Again, we do inspect them on an annual basis. During the calendar year of 2016, we had 11 such systems that were discharging improperly treated sewage into the stormwater system, and we did bring those all back into compliance. So more than anything, I guess I would ask you, if people call, people have questions, you know, when you guys are out there doing what you do, if you see something that's not supposed to be out there, please give us a call. You know, it's something where people will discharge laundry water sometimes. They'll bypass their septic system. They'll put what's called a cheater line. Any of those things where they're basically illegally discharging sewage. So we investigate, and if something's, you know, not right, we make them fix it. So with that, I guess I would take any particular questions that you had for my program. You know, it's one of those things where, as a general rule, people do what they're supposed to do, but not everybody does. So, do you have? We've also got some of these handy brochures. I don't know if you have some of these in a leaflet section where you've got.
We can put
them
out. I need some of those around. Yeah. Put out here with the rest of my flyers.
You are more than welcome to those.
Does anybody have any questions for me?
Go ahead.
With the sanitary sewers that are coming through in a lot of the areas that we're at, I know we have to collapse our septic system, you know, the
tanks,
tank.
Yes.
And I've asked this question once before, and they said no one's ever thought of, or at least...
You asked, I was at the particular meeting.
You know what I'm going to ask, right?
What you're going to ask me.
So it's getting to that point where we've got the letter. And when I collapse mine, I would like to set a plastic tank in and catch my water from my gutters and then be able to use it in my garden.
As long as you can demonstrate that you've taken that septic tank out of service.
Well, the top would be off.
And you know, and you've pumped the contents out.
Right.
And with any type of tank that's out of, taken out of commission, we want to make sure that there's no void space that can collapse.
Right. Well, it would be full of dirt and sand, everything
you know,
around
so
it.
I guess with the caveat being if you can demonstrate that what you've done isn't going to cause an issue down the road, I can meet you.
Because to me, it's a perfect opportunity because you got a hole in the ground. Well, it's got four concrete walls.
You're putting in a you know rainwater. You know, it's, there's already stuff washing in the rainwater as it is. But still, you're talking about where a septic tank was, and just mm-hmm. just keep that in mind.
Well, no, but where the septic tank was. But I'm talking not using that same.
I hear exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, it'd be a plastic tank.
You still got an area that had
gotcha
that had sewage in it.
Right.
So.
As long as it didn't get into my.
Where do you live? You're going to be connected to sanitary your property then shortly?
Shortly, yeah.
All right, well, we can talk.
So, as soon as you sign up with the Green Spot, what type of a program is it that automatically puts you in? Is adding trees and shrubberies?
Please understand, that's a soil and water handout you're looking at there, so Kurt would be better to ask about that. No, that's fine. I deal with septic systems.
Oh,
they're not
sorry.
As fun as rain barrels and
that's
nice. No, they really don't.
Okay.
Well, excuse me, Nathan, I had one question.
Absolutely.
You mentioned leaking sewage and things of that nature. I know specifically of one case that, and I think it has been reported to the health department by a resident that, and confirmed by the health department that there probably is leaking sewage there. Or you, the department that would enforce that type of thing.
Okay. Yeah, my contact information is in the handout.
Okay, well, I'll give you a call.
That's fine.
We'll discuss that a little bit.
And your handout with your number is which one? Is it this one?
They're on your hands on right there.
Okay.
Yeah. Stormwater pollution.
I'm going to put an X on it so you know.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to do that right now.
All right. I thank you for your time.
Thank you. We've got a question out here.
Yes, sir.
Does that include also sub pumps going in, like people's driveways that come out and run down into the drain?
If it's clear water, that mm-hmm. doesn't fall under my authority. What you'll find sometimes is that people will put their laundry into that. That changes things. But if it's surface or groundwater that's going up through a sub pump, I don't have the authority.
You know, they're turning like the leaves and the moth and the mildew and all that stuff.
It's not sewage. Under Ohio Revised Code, I have particular regulations that I can enforce. If it's clear water from a sewer, I don't have that authority. Now, there might be particular zoning regulations or township issues, or sometimes you get into, you know, there are regulations on the books that deal with surface water. I can't enforce it if it's just clear water. Now, if there's sewage in it, that's a different story entirely. And we run across that periodically.
So
clear water.
Gray water is okay.
Gray water is not okay. That's still a laundry discharge. You know, any gray or black water has to go to the septic system. A sump pump that's discharging to a storm sewer would be something that we would have to have correct. Absolutely. Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I go out that way? Is that acceptable?
Well, yeah. You actually you can if you like. Just go straight through the one door and directly on back. Then. Yeah, just go directly. Wait, sir.
Yeah. Right straight out.
Yes, straight out.
Yeah, that one there.
Okay, on the new business. Mr. Fleischman, you got some figures there for us, a resolution?
Sure. Resolution 17371, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves payroll in the amount of $150,863.53 from check number 44771 to check number 44878.
Do we have a second?
Oh. Excuse me, I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, resolution 17-370. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves the fire department to have the exterior of the Ford F-750 stripped and wrapped, not to exceed $1,600. Now that's that new vehicle, I think, isn't it?
That's correct.
Okay.
Do you have a second?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay. What would be the next resolution? I have one more to do there.
17-326.
326?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 17-326.
326.
I thought that he just read 370.
He did.
This was one that left over before, the last one.
Remember the reoccurring fire one we didn't use?
Okay.
Where you used
that? Yeah, that was an unused one.
Okay, that's fine.
17-326, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves the hiring of...
I don't think we really should do that. I think she needs to hire him herself.
Yeah, I already did.
Because if you...
She already
has. You don't want that as a resolution, then that's the trustee's hiring her.
Yeah. I just make the announcement that I've hired
the
person.
You're going to hire someone.
Yeah.
That way, it's your hire.
Yeah, because...
Nobody can come here and harass her.
Okay. My announcement is I found a replacement, assistant fiscal officer
slash... Excuse me, just one second. Let me... As everybody, I think, kind of knows, haven't had an assistant fiscal officer for a while.
After the termination.
So it's been really a hardship. And been in search and in search. And
I guess
she feels she's come up with a 100% suitable
candidate. And Robin Watkins has accepted the position as assistant fiscal officer slash HR, and I welcome her and can't wait till she comes in. Oh, okay. You're being blocked and you're too nice. Thank you, Connie.
Resolution to settle pay.
Yeah.
You can use that one.
Yeah. With be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves the pay rate for Robin Watkins to be $16 an hour. And I'd like to have a second on that.
Do you have a second?
Don did.
I'll second.
Don second.
So I have to ask him first. Don?
Yeah.
Yes.
You can.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Lisa, is this full or part-time?
Full-time.
Every full-time.
I need her full-time.
Yeah.
We need the resolution to rescind that other resolution that you did.
Well, I just want to leave that alone.
We wouldn't do that. We wouldn't want to do that.
Why not? We have to know how much you spend for the budget. That's for your guys' information.
Well, we're going to have a meeting on Tuesday, Don, so I don't want to get into it.
What Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday?
What Thursday do you have a meeting?
I was going to call a meeting. There's some things that needs to be done on next week, and I was going to see a few people can come in on Tuesday, so I'd like to just kind of put that aside and discuss that on Tuesday there.
So then we'll have three people out of one line item. It doesn't matter.
Well,
it's just they won't be able to tell.
We'll get into that. May need to be some discussion on that. Let's do that. I wanted to get the thing with Robin taken care of tonight for sure. So if we could, I'd
when
like
will
to
she start?
For a moment.
That is contingent on how her employer. She wants to give a 2 weeks notice, but if they say you can just go ahead and go, then she would start.
Mm-hmm.
And then on a pay week, or if they say, well, can you at least give us a week? You know, that's contingent on her employer.
you know, she can get with Robin and...
I'll get with Robin and get the finale, y'all in.
Finality date set and everything on that.
I'll inform the board.
Okay, let's see, resolution. We're going to the road supervisor, Jim, did you have anything to report?
Actually, I do, but I'm going to defer to Chief Adams. I know he has, you have nothing?
I have nothing.
So that was going to be nice to you.
I know, that's because you had nothing. That's why.
He was yelling at me because I got to go first.
Okay.
I'll try to make mine quick. Only thing I really have, and it's just an update on the Harrisburg Pike widening project.
Go ahead, Myron. Well, go ahead, buddy.
Back in November 2015, I'd applied for a grant through the Ohio Public Works Commission. That was called an LTIP grant, which is Local Transportation Improvement Program, to help with the Harrisburg Pike widening project, similar to what they did from Klein Road to Hopkins. They wanted to go the rest of the way down to the point. The problem we were running into, and it was a problem that we ran into when they did the first part of this project, was stormwater runoff. With their drainage, all of the roads used to have a pervious runoff on the, so there was no curb and gutter. When they put this new section in, they put curb and gutter, they were collecting all that water. Well, then they decided to run it down our storm system, which was already to capacity. As you all know, it wouldn't handle it. So we kind of had some issues with ODOT at that time. They didn't take that in consideration. They have went back at the end of that project. They fixed that so it wouldn't happen, wouldn't overflow our system. They put retention pipes in, then let it trickle out of that through our system. So when they decided to go ahead and do the rest of the project, once again, they forgot to add that in their first set of drawings until we noticed it, and then we brought it to their attention and put a stop to that project. We had a big meeting to walk through out here on Harrisburg Pike, and come to find out that what they were wanting to do was the same thing they did before, run all of that road water down our storm system, which cannot handle it. So they had to go back to the drawing board and try to come up with different ways and different ideas of maybe what they were going to do with that storm water. It became an issue financially. So we had went ahead, and I had applied for this grant, like I said, through Ohio Public Works. And I had applied for a $995,000 grant, and I was approved for that grant to help with the funding of the system, to get the drainage upgraded. Wasn't going to be any cost to the township whatsoever. There was funds, the matching funds are going to be taken out of another bank per se. It was just something that we applied for to help ODOT get this project done. Make a long story short, after they had an engineering firm come in and they researched everything, come to find out that there is no cure. There's no solution to the problem with the drainage. They were going to take it all the way down to Mound Street and head east down by the old Cooper Stadium and run into two side-by-side 72-inch storm, which takes it to the river. Well, apparently that storm is at capacity right now, too. They can't add any more to it. So the project has been permanently put on hold because they don't know what they're going to do with this. So with that being said, the $995,000 grant that I was approved for, we now have to turn around and let them put those funds back into the coffer for other people. So they had sent a letter that what we need to do, and this goes back to the Ohio Public Works Commission, and this is just a letter that needs to be signed by you, Mr. Horn, and it would just tell them that, I could read this whole thing to you, but it just tells them pretty much that the project's been put on hold. Explain what the project was for, and that we're giving them the authority to put that money back. We can't use that funds for anything other than this project.
Exactly.
So all I need to do is
a signature on you.
Now, is something we change? Would we be able to do we have to reapply, or would that not be there?
Yeah, we'd have to completely reapply for it. Now, it doesn't hurt us by doing this, so if I had to reapply for it again, I mean, it still stands a chance of possibly getting it.
Gotcha.
But it's a crapshoot. You never really... But it's just something that we tried to do as a good neighbor with ODOT to help them out, and it was working until they found out that they couldn't do anything with it. So
that drainage problem there is much more severe than even me or you or anyone ever dreamed of then.
Well, you take in consideration, like I said, it's all pervious land on both sides of the road right now. It just runs off the road and soaks into the gravel and the grass.
Right.
Well, you start collecting all of that, they got to take it somewhere.
Yeah.
And the hydraulic engineers that we worked with on this and the project trying to come up with a solution, the amount of water that was going to be collected, it was immense.
Yeah. Where does that Cooper, from beyond Cooper?
It all goes down to Scioto. Everything dumps into the Scioto.
Yeah. Well, I know it's dead, but do you know which direction, straight east or, you know, or what?
Where's the Scioto?
No.
Now, where does it enter the Scioto?
The line.
I'm not sure. The outfall? I'm not sure where the outfall is.
Yeah, I don't either, really.
I just know that it goes down to the river. It actually joins in with, there's a 60-inch storm that goes under Greenlawn Cemetery.
Does it?
Wow.
But nobody, they went down, actually you can, with storm systems, you can actually go in and smoke the system and try to figure out where it's at.
Yeah.
They tried that and they really couldn't find a route. So
I wondered about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if I can get you to sign that and I get that put off in the mail.
Did you sign that?
Go on, then.
Did you sign that?
I gave her. She's got.
I have to file the filing cabinet.
Yeah, no problem.
I'll make you a copy, Lisa.
Other than that,
I just have to file the filing cabinet.
That's primarily all I had.
Okay, and I guess we have some residents who are still affected or by the sewers and so forth.
Yeah, they're actually, it's getting wrapped up right now with all the paving, thank goodness. We have some things that we're still working on. I'd venture to say, I mean, because the asphalt plants are closing down real soon.
Right.
Actually, I think the asphalt plant that they're using right now is staying open just because of this. But I'm pretty happy with what they've done so far. We've got some issues, like I said, we're still working on. I had one brought to my attention tonight that I got to keep an eye on. Other than that, some of these roads...
Is El Paso done yet? I haven't been out there.
They've been working on that. They've already removed all the concrete and they put the asphalt down. Yeah. And yeah, I think on the east side of Hague Avenue is completed and they were on the west side.
Okay.
But that's just something that we're going to have to... I've already got with Chief Smith. A couple of these roads that have been torn up since 2010 are now going to become highways.
Yeah, they
are. And it's going to really be an issue. So we're just going to have to watch traffic control on it.
Yeah. Little Avenue, they tell me, down there already.
It's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Jim, you know, on we talked about the signs on Hart Road. Have we heard anything back yet?
I haven't heard anything back from the county on that.
Okay. Just wanted to be able to report it to the Block Watch.
Yeah, I have not heard anything back. And like I said, that's all under the county jurisdiction.
Sure. I just didn't know if they got back to you or not.
Nothing.
I'm sure you let me know. I just happened to think of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of a crazy 2 weeks for me, too. And really not, you know,
has everyone started to get their letters from the health department things or not yet?
Yes, I did.
I got a couple questions about it.
Jim, I wanted to ask, you're talking about paving. You know, like Brookside's in pretty bad shape right there at the top of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they put in some blacktop. Mm-hmm. Is that as good as it's going to get?
Because it's pretty wavy.
You're talking about up towards the concrete alley?
Well,
No.
Down
this
past
is right at the gravel alley as you're going up the hill heading towards Plank.
What they've done right now is had them come in, they had to remove all that concrete. Concrete was failing that they put in.
Yeah, because they were beating on it and pulling it out.
Yeah, the concrete was actually failing and wouldn't allow them to pave over top of that, so all that concrete went out. Now what they've done is now that they've taken the concrete out, they're putting asphalt back in. So they're not completely done. There will be overlays, complete overlays in some areas.
Okay.
But in some areas, it's going to be patched. But it all depends. I'll have to look at that.
Okay.
I know part, there's two big sections of Brookside that's going to be full over this, so.
Yeah, because it's right at the top. If you're coming like from my direction and around and going up the hill,
yeah.
Right when you hit the peak of the hill, I mean, it's kind of like this. Even with them putting that blacktop over, you're still kind of like this. So I was just curious if they were going to level that. Because I can see water just pouring down that lopsided road and causing even more problems.
Part of the problem that you may be seeing, that may just be the grade of the road. I don't know how much it would have changed all that, because that road would have been completely repaved already before.
Yeah.
So it would have went right on top of what was there before.
Yeah, I mean, they
so
took
I'll
that.
Just have to look at it.
You know more than I do, but I just know we didn't drive like this before. Yeah. So I'm sure you'll get into it.
We'll get it.
But the neighbors have just been asking me, particularly those that live right in front of it, because their driveways were tore up, mailboxes were tore up, they went really
deep. Everything was tore up.
Everything was tore up. So at least letting them know that it's still in conversation.
Sure.
So thank
it
you.
It was pretty wavy, too, I noticed. I mean,
they're coming in, they're grinding out a lot of the washboard effects.
But I mean, this is after they paved it. Is that pavement going to be ground back down, or are they going to pave over top of that?
Now you're talking about the temporary.
Same place. The same. No, no. Same place when you go up. It'd be on your north side as you go up.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of slanted, like Robin's saying, but it kind of like this. I mean, it looks like
that could just be the temporary, and then when they do the overlay over top of it.
Okay, that's what I'm wondering. Okay.
I'll go up there.
I didn't know if that was just temporary. Why they took the concrete out, and then
when they took the concrete out, it is temporary. What they put back in, it's just a temporary fill,
right?
And then they put the overlay on top of that. The cap has to go on top of that.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd ask the trustees on our some of our streets when two people are passing.
Mm-hmm.
There's like we have holes like at the edges of people's driveways. It's in like at the road. If we could get some kind of cinders or something to fill in temporary so people are not dropping down into their tires and tearing the tires and wheels up, is that possible that you could come through? Because I know Broadland has a couple of bad areas. That alley in behind Speedway's got some bad areas, and there are some other areas around.
Yeah, the alley in behind Speedway's it's an ongoing constant.
Yeah, and I mean, especially in Broadland, if you're going two different cars, you're running right into a hole and you're dropping down in it and stuff and everything. If you could maybe kind of fill some, go through there with some cinders and the whole area and kind of fill them in, pretty appreciate it.
We did.
And we're missing a stop sign at the end of Florence again.
I think they've seen that. I think they already got that.
Somebody must have a wall of them.
Yes.
Yes, I live on Broad Lawn.
Yes, ma'am.
And we're cutting trees, the tops of trees out this week. Was that you?
No.
Power.
That would have been probably a big orange truck with Asplund on the side of it doing it for the electric company, more than likely.
Mm-mm. They were white trucks and had great big letters on them, CD something.
No, ma'am, it definitely wasn't us. We're not having anybody do anything up in that area either, so.
Is that the one that was possibly taken out, that Widowmaker and that one tree?
That would have been it wouldn't have been in her street, no.
No,
okay.
I don't know.
I thought it was.
Do you know, Wyoming, did you see anything going on up there?
No, I didn't. I know. But it's not where you were saying. That Widowmaker thing, no, it's not.
Okay.
As a clam and I know that they're finishing that job. When do you anticipate that would be done by the end of the week?
I would venture to say here within the next couple of weeks, they're going to have to be done with everything.
Because they've ground it out today. It looks like if tomorrow's good weather, they'll probably lay the, assuming.
And the only thing they're doing in that area is that intersection of Macklem and...
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone else have anything for Mr. Stevens? No, thank you, Jim. We appreciate it.
Thank
you. Okay,
the
fire department, Charles Adams.
I have nothing.
Well,
I tried to be nice to him.
Everything's smooth over your way then. You're a good man. Chief Smith.
Good job, doesn't he?
Police Chief Smith.
Thanks, sir. First, I'd like to welcome Robin to our family. Next, I need a resolution to accept the resignation of Eric Ratliff. We talked about it last meeting.
Right.
Did we do a resolution? I can't remember.
Don't think so.
No. Did we have? I don't even know if we had the exact date at that time.
Okay. We had the date. Okay. We didn't have. No. Did we do a resolution? No.
What was the?
I can read it. Aaron has a copy also.
Yes, you okay? What was the ending date for?
Would be 11/4 or 12/4.
12/4. Okay. You want to read it?
Yep.
Okay.
Dear Chief Smith, I'm writing to announce my resignation from the Franklin Township Police Department. My resignation will be effective 2 weeks from today, which is the official date, I'm sorry, is going to be 12/6. His actual last day of work will be 12/4.
Okay.
This was not an easy decision to make. The past 5 years have been very rewarding. I have enjoyed working for you in Franklin Township Division of Police. I would like to thank you for your opportunity for growth and experience that was provided to me through this department. I wish you and the department all the best.
Thank you.
Wilby starts, she has it.
I need it for his jacket.
I know. I'll get you a copy.
Yeah.
He'll be going to the city of Columbus, I believe,
the 18th. Could I have a resolution number there?
17327.
327.
That's right.
Okay, resolution 17327. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that we accept the resignation of Officer Eric Ratliff, effective date of 12/6. Is that correct?
Correct.
12/6. Mm-hmm. 17. I'd like to have a second.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Tell Eric, I personally will miss him. I think he's a fine young man.
He was. He was a good officer.
And, it was kind of a pleasure working with him, really.
He might hopefully be able to work in this area that he knows.
He may in time.
Yeah. That would be good. Okay. Next, Chief.
Next, I have the run stats for October. 63 accident reports taken. 104 citations issued, 118 traffic warnings issued, 64 reports taken, 950 dispatch calls for service, 303 pickup runs, 9,776 miles driven, 58 court cases, 0 officers called in, and 52 auto impounds. So that's up. That's good.
Terrible.
No releases and no junk cars as of yet.
Okay.
That's all
I got.
I got
a couple questions. Okay. I was at the office the other day. John or Tom brought a bunch of tires over, like 12 new tires. I'm wondering why we're buying that many unmounted tires and where the resolution was to get you okay to buy them.
It's under $1,000. Ever since Chief Wheeler was here, because it takes all day to have a tire mounted at Goodyear, so what we do is we store the tires, and then we take the tire to Tuffy, they change it out for us, and it puts the car back in service within an hour.
12 tires?
Well, there wasn't 12 new ones. There should have been 10 new tires.
Okay.
Two of them might have come from the barn back here.
Okay.
So there should have been 6 tires for the new cars and 4 for the Crown Vicks.
Okay.
So that was under your $1,000?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And the other question is, did you authorize the break-in of Lisa's office to remove the file cabinets that had the personal information, Social Security, medical records?
Yes.
And that was the only thing that was taken out of the room?
Yes.
Why?
There wasn't a break-in. A week before, Lisa and I had a conversation about removing those cabinets.
No, I did not. You were to remove and bring over the short little ones that were completely empty. I use the personnel files, the BWC files, and the medical files are not to be out of my offices. Why? Because of the HIPAA laws. I never authorized for you to take those. I use them every single day, so I would not have let you move those.
Okay.
And I'm the only one who has two keys, and I have them in my possession now. How was that office door opened?
I don't know. It's my understanding you were giving Sergeant Moore a key.
But after I thought about it and what the state auditor told me, I did not give him the key. So how did they get in?
Okay, that part I don't
know. They were broken in. And now I still don't know where those filing cabinets are. And right now, we're in a violation of the HIPAA rights to every single personnel person here because I do not know where they are and if they're secure.
They're secure.
Okay.
No, they're not. If they're in a garage, they are not secured.
Okay. I have a report on my desk that the sheriff's office took.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an ongoing investigation.
Yes, and I'm going to be speaking with the Attorney General.
Which means that we can't talk about it.
Yep.
Well, why not let the sheriff do the investigation?
Yep.
He is.
That's
and not within the township.
We're not doing
it. Report filed.
Yes.
So these filing cabinets are in the garage. That
yes.
does not make them secure.
Then why don't they get moved back?
Shh. I will have that taken care of. I've got stuff stacking up, but also the EEOC is also going to be informed about this violation also.
Okay.
Well.
And yeah. I need them back. Because I showed Mr. Horn all of the mail that comes every single day. I showed him the stacks of BWC claim files of our employees being hurt. And being in a garage is not secure.
Okay.
Yeah, and these file cabinets need to be returned.
It's not my investigation.
But you had them removed.
I did.
So then you need to... With me present, you need to get them moved back.
It was turned over to the sheriff's office.
So you're refusing to give me back the personnel filing cabinet, the BWC.
Yeah.
You ordered someone to remove those filing cabinets.
Yes.
You had no right, and you're not authorized to make that call.
It was done per our conversation.
No, sir. We never had a conversation about those three cabinets. We had a conversation about three small cabinets about as long as this table that were completely and totally empty downstairs. Those were the ones you were supposed to move. Not come in, break into the office, and have three personnel file cabinets, BWC file claims, and all of the medical records removed out of that office. The first thing I did when I, and this was done while I was on vacation for the holiday.
Okay.
Well, I never received an email. I never received a call. It all went with you saying we had a conversation. Not with those files, we didn't.
Okay. Per your request, the sheriff took a report, so we can't have this conversation here.
It shouldn't. We shouldn't work this out in.
Okay.
Maybe an executive meeting or something.
Then you need to call the sheriff's office tomorrow and see why you can't get the cabinets moved back in.
Okay.
Yeah, and they also.
They're not secure where they're at.
Yeah.
Of course, they weren't secure where they was before.
Yeah, because they broke in because it was broken into. So a padlock has got to be put up.
Would that be a problem? To see if the sheriff will send somebody over and
not a problem for me.
And we could get someone to move them back in or building there. Is that something that could be worked out?
If they release the they chose not to impound the cabinets.
Okay.
So it's more than likely going to be a board decision.
Okay. Well, I mean, if that will help quieten the problem for the time being there is a threat of, repercussions. Maybe we need to get those back. It may have been an oversight. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just don't know. But for safety's sake and everything, I can contact, the township attorney in the morning as well if you think I should.
Probably should.
And And I didn't know whether it was going to kind of come, I guess, to this, you know. But
right.
So what do we need from the board? Just saying we need to move the cabinets back, Lisa.
Because I need them. You saw all the paperwork I need to file in there.
Yeah, you do.
If there's an investigation, should we first find out what the sheriff says, if we can put them back? I mean,
I have a copy of the report.
Yeah. But I mean, should we check for them first before we start?
We should.
Yeah, I think we should. And it may be a lot of times if I, you know, call our attorney up there or something, it maybe 10:30 or so before I can reach him or something like that, 10:30, and
okay.
See what his position is. Probably his position would be, if the sheriff says okay, you know, he wouldn't have a problem with it, I'm sure, getting them back, you know. And maybe I could just have him email you or the sheriff or somebody and say,
or both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. So let's see if we can do that.
Okay.
So what do we do? Do we need to make...
I think we got to find out first what the sheriff says. Yes.
Well, we do, but we need to really, I guess, depending on the
it's kind of hard to make a resolution. I mean, put it this way, if the sheriff says it can go back, we don't need a resolution or a motion to go back. They would just go back.
No, they just go back.
I don't think you need anything. It's just a matter of whether they'll let them come back or not.
Right.
They shouldn't have a hold on them. He said they didn't impound them, so they don't have a hold on them.
Well, I wouldn't think so.
It's just getting clarification.
There is a there is a report made and et cetera, and before we move them, I would feel comfortable with calling, you know, the sheriff.
That's right.
Make sure they're good with that, and I'll contact our attorney in the morning.
Okay.
And, you know, as far as I'm concerned,
that's
for brochures, and for all concerned, is maybe just send our guy. I don't think he's going to have a problem with it at all. He's going to say, hey, what did the sheriff say? Period.
Right.
And I think that's about where it is. So if we don't need any resolution or anything, we'll make an effort to get them back tomorrow. And I guess that's kind of the way it is there. But just for everybody's information, the cabinets are locked up and everything. So I didn't know that they were being moved. So and. It's just kind of that way, I guess. We're in the process.
Are they still in the building?
Yeah, not
the garage.
They're
in the garage.
Yeah, they're back here in a locked garage.
Lord have mercy on my soul.
Just so it doesn't sound as bad as it really is, we are in the process of doing some, you know, moving back and forth. So, you know, and all... You know, good faith, you know, I'd like to think it was just an honest mistake, and probably that's why, I don't know, you know.
There's two sides to every board.
Yep. But I guess a wrong needs to be righted, so we'll deal with that in the morning, okay?
All right.
Okay, thanks, sir.
Anything else?
That's all I had. Does anyone else have anything for the chief there?
Love you, Barb.
Thank you, Chief.
Kind of got beat up there, but I still love you.
Okay, Building Department, Jessica Rice.
I was going to first start with the newsletter proposal, but I don't have that completely together yet. I'm still waiting for a couple more proposals to come in. The second thing I had was another marijuana dispensary. Buckeye Meds at 2136 Eakin Road wants to apply for it, that as well.
Okay.
And they'll still accept his application, so he'll pick that up in the morning.
Okay.
The next one is 1207 Hart Road. Back in June, I believe it was, there was resolutions submitted to COSIC about accepting that property as well as the structure that is on that property. Recently, we've come to light that house may have asbestos in it. My question to the board is, do we want to try and talk to COSIC as to what we should want to do with that house, if we want it torn down before we accept it, or I don't know the options yet, and I'm waiting for a couple phone calls back from COSIC to see if that's even an option for us. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And that is 1207?
1207 Hart Road.
Okay. Let's see if we can figure out something here pretty soon there. And I'm talking to Jim. Yeah.
Well, okay. You want me to figure out
what we
how
need
much it will cost for asbestos removal?
Yeah, probably.
That it's for be, that's for that size house, knowing what I'm working on now.
No.
It's not a house that the township would tear down anyhow. Probably.
We
right?
Try to get a lot of houses for training, and asbestos abatement costs a lot.
So if they tear it down, then we would want to take it, but I don't think we would want to take it with that stuff and tear it down. If they're willing to do the demolition and everything that needed, and then we accept the property, then in my opinion, that would be the way to go.
Accept the property.
We already have resolutions to accept it with the structure intact. I'm waiting for COSIC to contact me back, as well as what our options are from this point.
Okay.
Noting that we already said that we would accept the property. So I'm waiting for those phone calls before I can actually.
Right.
And I'll let you know at the next meeting.
Make a decision on it. Okay. Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Okay. What's this, Lisa? You
no, need? I'm good. I already announced that. Okay. I'm Ty Robin.
Okay. Alrighty, John Fleshman, do you have anything for tonight?
I don't have anything at all. No sewer, no none.
No trash.
Hey, I'm your trash man.
Oh, you're the trash.
Yeah. Don, do you have anything for
me? Yeah, I got a question for John. I'd like to know if he had a hidden camera installed in the secretary's office without any authorization, and she changes clothes in that room.
What did he say?
I'm asking if John had a hidden camera installed in the secretary's office where she changes clothes without any authorization from anybody.
That's as bad as
Congress. I'm not going to comment on rumors and innuendos.
This is no rumor, John.
Yes, ma'am.
I have the emails that say that it was there.
Oh,
I'm just asking
God.
If you authorized it.
That's even down here.
Where was the camera hidden, Doc?
My understanding was in a vent.
Got for a vent.
Pardon me?
Air vent.
Ceiling vent, I guess. I haven't heard a whole lot about it. I've seen emails that there was a camera put in there where they changed clothes and they was really upset about it.
Imagine that.
I feel like I'm sitting in Congress. I need my
frying pan. Well, I'm waiting for an answer, John.
I said I have no comment.
Well, if he's not going to comment, I certainly can't force him to comment or anything. And, you know,
if anybody wants to see the emails, there are emails that show that a camera was installed in there.
Yeah.
And you he had it installed, from my understanding, from what I've seen.
Yeah, you know, it may be a situation here that we may need to do some discussion in an executive meeting.
Rob, were you aware of that camera in the bathroom? In the vent?
In the vent.
So are you aware of that?
Was you aware of it, he asked?
I was not at the time, no.
What did you do with the tape?
It wasn't in the bathroom. He asked if it was in the bathroom.
What did you do with the tape that was taped or dressing, undressing?
You cannot hear. You stand up.
What did you do with the tape that taped her dressing and undressing?
It was destroyed.
What do you mean dressing?
Who destroyed it?
A conglomeration. I was here.
So you were aware of that?
Yes. Yesterday.
He's
when
thinking
it was
it's in the bathroom.
It's not
no.
in the bathroom, sir. It's in the secretary's office.
Her room.
Right.
Say that again.
He does not hear what else.
Okay, let me understand exactly what you're saying.
You're aware of that
camera. After
the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, way after the fact, yeah.
Who stole it?
Well,
Did the ITT guys talk?
He said he did, yeah.
As who was directing him?
Well, Todd didn't.
Oh, come on.
John, did you direct him?
I have no comment.
So evidence was destroyed.
Boy, oh boy.
It was. It probably, to answer your question, Steve, it probably had been there. It had been there, obviously, for a while.
How long?
I'm just speculating.
John, do you know?
No comment.
3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
High Attorney General's office tomorrow, all investigated.
It had been there for a while, but I don't know exact date. You know what I mean?
And was there any cameras hidden in her room? Lisa,
mine? Oh, no. It's against the law to have cameras in my office or...
Well, who's the law?
I can't hear myself.
Oh, well,
right, what's that mean, against the law? Right.
I don't have the type of air vent like she has in her office, so I have looked after this incident. I didn't find anything.
I guess the air vent's about like this right here.
Our camera hitting up
I
in
got
there.
One looking at me right
well,
here.
Well, I'll tell you.
Who authorized the destruction?
Thank you, Steve. I it was after.
I just want a straight answer.
Ridiculous.
I just want a straight answer.
Yeah.
More than he's not saying a word.
Oh, okay.
Ralph, who authorized the destruction of this tape? Without an investigation.
With the agreement of the police department.
What police department?
Ours.
Okay. Right. Don't you think it should have been taken to another police department?
It should be.
Well, maybe.
Yes, it should have been.
Maybe.
Right.
Your High Attorney General's office should have been notified, and the Sheriff's office should have been notified immediately.
Well, thank you.
You're in violation of a lot of, lot of things.
Okay. Well, I appreciate knowing that, Tam. You know, but there was, several people here that verified everything, so I guess we'll have...
Still, it's illegal activity.
Yeah.
How long has that been in there? How long has the...
I really don't know, Charlene, for sure.
It might have been in there.
Apparently it was there, and I wasn't aware of it.
Well, apparently John knows, but he won't even say a word. So,
but
I think you need to get rid of the ITT guy for doing it.
Watch what you're saying.
And have him step down.
I don't know who it is.
Well,
to put this up.
Well, I think, we need to move on. We could probably get some bad things going on here if we don't watch it. So, anyway, is there a further question from the audience there? And I'd like to just, if we could, just eliminate the camera now. I think we all know, kind of the status of that right now. So, but anyway, is there any further questions from the audience?
Well, I signed up to talk. Is that what you're asking?
But Al's first.
I'm sorry. Al's up first.
Oh, okay. I guess we did have the some signatures. Yeah, excuse me.
Is that what he's asking me?
No, yeah. Well, it, there's one gentleman ahead.
Yeah,
okay,
what?
It's fine.
No, no, you're good.
He need to come to an end all of a sudden.
No. I won't let that happen. There's there's one gentleman.
And I didn't sign up.
We can let you put your name on it now.
Yeah, Al Borderline. That's some information there.
It's always a pleasure to be before the Franklin, and an honor to be before the Franklin Board of Trustees. I told you 2 weeks ago, I would come back to this particular meeting and report to you as to our efforts, grassroots efforts, with getting water to our residents here in Franklin Township that are, would try to get water by applying to the City of Columbus. What I promised the township was that I would reach out to the business community and see what they would think about helping to fund legal action. And I have been pleased to tell you that I'm not getting any pushback from anybody I've talked to. So I think that we could raise sufficient funds to do whatever we want to do in a legal action where the community would be taking the action, possibly other direction of the township trustees, but at least some kind of a community action. Also, I reached out to the Senate contacts and also to the House of Representatives contacts, and they're excited about the possibility that we could take action down here, that that would help to give the legislature a reason to intervene. And what I'll promise the trustees to do is I'll call you tomorrow personally, each one of you individually, and give you the nauseating details, if that's okay, all right?
Sure.
And I also briefed today the trustee designated for next year, called him on the phone, and at least let him know what's going on, okay?
Okay.
But specifically, I talked to Coonsie, Senator Coonsie, and also I talked to the lead in the House on this, and they are very appreciative of the ground, of the grassroots effort here at Franklin Township. So I'm not going to say anymore. I'll call you tomorrow. And if you're all right, I just want this lady to know that if I call her tomorrow and I don't have Mr. Horn's mobile number,
right,
I'm going to need to get his mobile number.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can do that. So yeah. Other than that, we'll talk again tomorrow.
So your state representatives, Ms. Coonsie and Duffy, I know you were
right,
kind of
right.
Working with
Duffy.
Yeah,
I talked to Duffy today specifically, okay?
Okay.
And within a day or so after I met with y'all 2 weeks ago, I went up to see Coonsie's office to see what would happen if I'd kind of let it go for a little bit.
Yeah.
And by the time I talked to Duffy, he was well informed that there was a swell of support that could come out of Franklin Township,
okay,
and they very much welcomed it.
Okay.
So I think we've got green lights.
Okay, well, thank you.
I think when this happens, you need to get other townships involved, Prairie Township, and other townships.
You're absolutely right, mm-hmm, Mr. Cookie. What the plan is, As I said to Coonsie's aide, we're going to replicate exactly what we did several months ago. All the four townships will be walking in step together. Franklin Township has the best case to press the issue.
Right, because ours says sewer district. I think it's
four. It was a sewer district. Right. It's been around since the 1950s. I personally have researched this. I own original documents that I got in 86. I personally got water by personally writing the letters for various people. And I can tell you right now, I've written the same letter that I wrote 4 years ago, and I'm getting no from those same letters. Mm-hmm. So this is a phenomenon that they have chosen to go down that path at the city, and it's basically illegal, violation of the contract. So
okay, well, we'll be talking to you, I'm sure.
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure.
We don't see you. Have a good holiday. Okay, Mike.
Is it okay to do it from here, or do I need to go up there?
You can. You're fine there. I think everybody can hear you.
I'm just curious. We've had no mention whatsoever tonight about insurance. We ended the last meeting on insurance, and then there was a meeting on Wednesday after the Thursday meeting on the Wednesday, so you can think it'd be the day before Thanksgiving, about insurance, and it was deemed a public meeting, and I came to the meeting, and basically they took attendance, which was me, and all of everyone else. And at that point in time, I want you to know I'm the only one that was there that wasn't being paid to be there. I was being there on my own time.
Yeah, I know.
Because I care about the insurance and stuff like that. And this is the second time now that I was shot down, basically, and I was told that I wasn't going to be allowed to ask. You slammed your hand on the table.
Who?
John. You slammed your hand on the table. You told me I wasn't going to be allowed to ask any more questions. If I continued to ask any more questions, he was going to have me removed. And he was going to turn it into an executive meeting.
No, none of that was said.
None of that was said?
None of it's all on recording.
Okay, well, I'm fine.
What would I ask you, if I may? What I ask you was, when the lady was sitting here, she was trying to present to the board as well as to the different union heads. When you ask a question, I said, we're not going to take questions, wait to the end. You're more than welcome to ask any questions, but it was disrespectful for her because she was trying to get out all the different plans that we had here, and we couldn't take the time to stop and try to catch you up on every plan that she was showing us. You are more than welcome to ask any questions you want.
We just asked to be at the end. Nobody said that they were going to have you removed.
You didn't say you were going to remove
the executive? I did not. Okay. Did not even say anything about an executive.
The young lady was, I offended her. That's what you just said.
In my opinion. I wouldn't have offended.
Did I not ask her point blank if I offended her, and what was her answer?
I have no idea if you asked that or not. I don't recall that.
I did ask that question. I apologize. I said, ma'am, if I've offended you in any way, shape, or form, that was not my intent. I'd just like to get some information on the insurance.
Sure.
And find out. So what people here in this room need to know is that you three trustees approved to buy new insurance, and the lady sat at this table, which you probably didn't hear her say that either then, that she could have gotten you insurance that was dollar for dollar what you were paying for right now. But no, that isn't what you bought, and that wasn't what you wanted. You spent more money of the taxpayers' money, and every time I come up and I say to you something like, this is what you do under negotiations of a contract, when you're negotiating with the sheriff's, with the township policeman, or you're negotiating with the fire department, these are tools you use to negotiate to get contracts settled. Just don't go in and give that away. And I even asked you, you're voting for your own insurance.
Correct.
So you raised your own insurance. What was wrong? Do you not think that everybody in this audience is not having trouble meeting their own insurance payments right now with the way things are? Yeah. I hear you talk about you're not happy that you have to pay $3,900 to hook up the water. Well, what's the difference between you paying $3,900 to hook up the water and the difference of the township people paying more for the insurance?
And this is what I'm talking about. When she was here talking, as we don't have any of the police or the fire, well, at least the fire here, we have contracts with the unions. We cannot go below a certain level of insurance. It's part of their contract.
What part did I just say to you that she said she was getting you dollar for dollar? She was getting you the exact same coverage. I asked her that question, and she was giving you the exact same coverage, dollar for dollar.
The coverage that was brought out here and that was put on the table that we have, and Chief, you were here.
I'm going to jump in real quick if you don't mind.
If you would, please.
The insurance we have currently right now is going to go up 30% next year if we stay with the insurance we have right now. Chief Welch spent 6 months trying to find insurance before the end of the year. Because as of January 1, this township has no insurance.
And I understand
Chief Welch found an insurance that is currently a 6% to 9% increase next year compared to a 30% increase. Mm-hmm. That is along with the dental, mm-hmm. which you're concerned about, which is the extra $500 dental coverage. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That we would
to
love.
To be honest with you, I wasn't able to even look at a package.
That was what the statute was. That's not completely true either, because Mr. Harmon, who we have insurance with now, said if we stayed with the insurance that they have, they could have given us around 5% increase, and he called Chief Welch and told him, and Chief Welch told him, I don't want to talk to you about insurance. He said, if you would have stayed with Jefferson Health's plan, yes, it was 27%+. But if the percent that they had, he could have given us the same thing for around 5%, but Chief Welch told him he did not want to discuss insurance with him.
That insurance
and if you also remember, Mike, I voted no on that because of the same thing you're saying.
Okay, well,
dollar for dollar, they was given one plan, and they could save money.
I'm going to look at my records today just to be sure. I started coming the second week of February is when I started. I missed one meeting in that realm, and so I looked on there and I wrote down, you've discussed insurance four different times in that right. period. You've discussed changing insurances and things like that. Three out of the four times, it was brought to you at a last-minute do-or-die situation where you had to sign a piece of paper that particular night in order to continue on. Right. Is this really a way that you want to do business? It seems like to me the more you can get more information to you and let you think about it, go over it a little bit, check with people and things like that, but it just seems like every time we're getting brought, and I think the mentality is, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
I agree with you, because as you know, when that was brought up before, that it was in the last hour that we had to do that. However, as the chief was alluding to, there is a lawsuit that is pending
litigation. I don't know what's all going on with Jefferson Township and not Jefferson, what they
can. OPEC, the current insurance we have is going bankrupt, is being sued by every department that joined them. And I'm just telling the truth, I'm like, every single one of my firemen, their medical bills are not being paid by this insurance company right now. It has to go to a secondary insurance who is owned by that company who is also not paying them. We got into a lawsuit for pennies on the dollar because there are so many townships and entities that are suing this company that instead of us paying $200 an hour for legal fees, there are so many entities involved we're paying $6 an hour. Okay? It's a class action lawsuit because they are not covering people like they said they would. The gentleman that Don is speaking of that owns the company, he's under investigation right now. And I can't talk about that because I don't know enough about it.
I understand.
I'm just telling you, Chief Welch has worked so hard. We were going to go up anywhere between 20-30%, and the last count was 27% higher next year if we stayed with our current insurance. So we moved to a 6-9% increase, and that isn't settled yet. We're still figuring out it's either going to be 6 or 9%. But if you do the apples to apples, that's a lot less money we're going to spend. Everybody here is paying more for everything. We all know that. 6% is a lot better than 27. And even if it's 9%, it's better than 27. So I get it. I don't want to pay it.
Were you here on Wednesday?
I was here.
Were those figures thrown out on the table on Wednesday?
Not a one time did she ever say she can get us the same insurance for the same money we're spending right now.
How about did she say what you just said, 6-9% increase?
Yes.
She said that in on
yes,
Saturday.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Because one plan is 6% and one plan is 9%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we have an obligation. All the unions are involved here too. And obviously, I'm not even in the union anymore. We have an obligation to the unions in their contract. The insurance has to be same or similar.
Same.
We cannot drop below the insurance they currently have.
Okay, and I understand.
And that's where we're at.
It's like, negotiated, and I understand.
It absolutely is. And you can't negotiate with insurance. The firemen haven't negotiated a contract in 8 years here.
Okay.
But insurance is over December 31st. That's for everybody that works here. Mm-hmm. We had to find something. And everybody here has had to get in Obamacare or whatever, right? You have certain dates. Mm-hmm. That is over. Was over November 16th, and we actually got an extension because we have 59 employees here that have to be insured.
Okay. They extended
that, and that's why we had to sign the paperwork. We're not trying to do anything nefarious. Yeah. We are trying to. I think you've been enough meeting to know between Chief Walsh and I and Chief Smith and Jim. We go out of our way to save your money. We go out of our way to save your money.
And this is
the best position we found for insurance.
And not to mention, I mean, you mentioned about the last minute thing.
Right.
The last minute thing wasn't our doing. That was who we have the insurance through right now. They came to us at the last minute and said, hey, in order to do something, you're going to have to sign this now.
Yeah,
and there was a lot of people that were very upset about that within our organization. It wasn't us that decided at the last minute to come to the trustees and say, hey, we need to talk about it. That was dumped on us, Mike, by our insurance.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the reason for the scramble, Mike, at the 11th hour or whatever, was because, you know, it just went crazy. They you know, kept going on and on and on. And the more that specific company had of our money, it's kind of like an escrow in a way, the more that you tried to stay with them or anything, the more we lost, the rates were. And quite frankly, you know, the rates that were mentioned was like that 6-9% increase, which I think is modest in today's market, really. And notwithstanding the fact that these guys weren't getting their claims paid, they really weren't. And you know, us as trustees or anything like that, we couldn't take a risk. The more money we would put into this Jefferson thing, which was sky high anyway, or something pretty high, there was dozens of townships and everything that had joined, you know, class action lawsuits and things against this firm that we were trying to get away from. You see what I'm saying?
I do. And so
it wasn't something that was dumped real early and says, hey, you know, we're good. It's something that literally was plucked around that, yeah, I guess, since early summer, really. Or maybe even longer, Mr. Adams.
Excuse me.
I guess we started really digging around on that thing early, at least early summer, didn't we?
Well, we found out the week before the lawsuit was going right. on, because everything was being, the insurance people were right. being the way they are. And then all of a sudden it got dumped on us that, hey, they're going out of business, and right. you're either going to pay this money or you're not going to have insurance.
Right.
And hence the lawsuit.
And there's situations, you know, the firm, this our current one, or the one we will get away from, is currently being investigated by the Ohio Insurance Commissioner and things like that. So
wow.
it's a mess. And a lot of people, a lot of townships are in jeopardy of losing really a lot of money. So to me, it's a no-brainer. We had to pull out of something. I don't even know if we'd have went ahead and signed on with them again. I don't
Can
even
I jump
know.
In real quick and get my, or I want to explain to you too. If we would have left that insurance company without paying them, they were going to sue the township
exactly.
for over $400,000.
$400,000.
And that was, we would have had to pay that. They threatened that if you leave us, you owe us $400,000.
And that was money they already had. That was money that we had paid them that they no longer had.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I understand. And the reason that I wanted to bring it up is because yeah. I was here on Wednesday.
Oh, absolutely.
And I did see it, and these people were not.
Yeah.
And I waited until each and every one of you,
you
had
did.
Your opportunity to
you
stay,
did.
Stand up there tonight and say, by the way, yeah. we went ahead and approved new insurance.
Right.
If no one asked any questions, it would be a
right.
different story. But that never came out of anyone's
no.
mouth. Now, that being said, at this time, I want to let the chief, Byron, know, and I want to let you know, I have never thought anything about his officers
right.
or their police or their
right.
Firefighters. I think nothing but the best of all of them. They have helped my family out
yeah.
numerous times, and
yeah.
I appreciate it every time they're there.
Absolutely.
I go to bed and lay my head down on the pillow at night knowing if my house catches on fire, they will be there.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate that. And it's easy for me to get up and talk about this other stuff and paint these people in a bad light, and it's not what I'm trying to do.
Right.
I'm truly not trying to paint anybody in a bad light.
Oh, no.
I'm
no.
just trying to get to the bottom of stuff, and I feel like with this way this is set up right here, sometimes that is not truly what's happening.
Yeah.
I said to you earlier, I feel like it's easier to do that, you know, ask for permission, or however that goes.
Yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
even
yeah.
so. It's just, I just want this to become a fair and playing field for everyone.
That's
and
what
so
I
when
to
I'm
too.
Told that this meeting, I'm sorry if I misunderstood or whatever, but that it's going to go from executive to
yeah.
whatever, and so, you know, I didn't ask, I didn't say yeah. anything else.
No.
I
the only time
nothing.
We can go into an executive meeting only is if it's employee.
Oh, I've been investigating it ever since that happened last Wednesday. I've been a very busy little boy.
Yeah,
and I've been
and
investigating.
And you know, I'm glad that you
and
are
so
interested.
I have a few, I really just have one or two more things that I would like to bring up just
okay.
real quick
okay.
that I found out. If you have an employee that works for your business, and you get that employee a job with the township, and then that employee wages are discussed or reprimanded or like promoted, demoted, or any of those type things like that, are you supposed to participate in that, John?
You would abstain, and I've never done either of those.
You've never done what, sir?
I've never discussed any pay or et cetera since she's been. One, she didn't work for me before she worked here. Two, I didn't get her a job after she was working here. We were talking, and I've had her on her own time has done work for me.
Who are we talking about?
Who are you talking about?
Jessica?
Jessica has worked.
Jessica.
What are you talking about, Jessica?
Jessica.
Who are you talking? I don't even know
okay.
who you're talking
I
about.
I guess
long time.
Okay, so you're saying.
Wait a minute, start over. Just give me names so I know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, like I said, I started investigating this stuff because if you're going to pull out rules in the middle of a room full of people and try to use them against me, then I'm going to know what the rules are from now on. And so that's what I was doing, and I was investigating this stuff. And this came across when I was reading this stuff.
Right.
It's my understanding, if someone had worked for you or works for you,
okay.
and they come to the township
and get a job.
Right.
And then anything comes up to do with their pay or those things that I named earlier, you should abstain.
Abstain. I see what you're saying, yes.
Is that correct?
You would think that one would. She has not worked for me since she's been working with the township.
Now, I love her to death. I hate to even point to her, but did you not tell me the day you were at my house that this young lady here works for you?
She has helped me out on occasionally in photography. Yes, she has.
And worked in your business, too?
I'm sorry?
And that would be working at your business, too?
Correct.
And so I know for a fact that at a meeting like this, we sat here and voted, you sat here and voted on her wages in a meeting like this when she was getting approved to clean the building at a set amount of money and this and that and the other. At that point in time, should you not
I don't see where that that is.
What are you doing? Picking on John White?
Sure. No, I'm not. Oh, do you feel that way? I'm sorry. I'm not. And that's all. That's really all I got right now tonight. But I'm going to do like you guys are doing. I'm going to know the rules from now on, and then I'll be more aware of and prepared to, speak and be ready to go, because I'm not going away.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
I'm not going away. And all I really want is I just want people to, I don't know about everybody else, I just want people to slow down a little bit on the spending of the money. Just a little bit. Just because we now have it. You told me at my house, when you took office the very first election, you didn't even know if you were going to make payroll.
Exactly.
And you know what? I admire you for sticking in there for 4 years or however, 4 years, and then to turn around and run again.
Yeah.
And so I admire you for that part and everything, but the money's, you've got to slow down on the spending.
Well, any of the spending that we have done, I don't see where we have ever spent anything that is not needed. Our equipment is over 200 some thousand miles on it. Everything that we've done is stuff that we've need. It saves us if you spend money here, it saves you money from over here. So we have not overspent that I can see.
And I agree with part of what you said. You said you've never, and I agree that I've never seen you not spend what they've asked you to spend. They've asked everything that I've heard asked for, the board seems to approve. And if I'm wrong, I'm more than willing to
if the board feels everything that's ever come, all of our departments are very good at being very thrifty. Mm-hmm. And everything that they've ever brought to us has not been way out of line. And a lot of times we know what they're going to be bringing here because we've got emails, we've had a chance to check into it. So it's not as if it just says, oh, that sounds good, we'll say yes. So we know what is the need or what we're going to have to spend money on. So I'm very confident when I say yes that we've checked into it and something we have an idea, we know that that's something that we're going to need or an expenditure that we need to spend.
See, just like last year, the police department knew they was going to lease these new police cars. So they worked that with me and worked it into their budget.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of times the board members will email me or call me and ask me, hey, do they have it in their finances? And I check and I say, they can handle that.
The only thing that I said yes to that I spent more money that I knew that we as a public needed was once the levy passed for the police, I said yes to extending $100,000 from general fund to the police department fund so that we could go ahead and get more officers because it's beginning of summer. We needed more officers that were full-time because we only had 6 hours, seven, eight, well, how many hours coverage did we have?
One shift, right?
Eight hours coverage. So that was probably one of the biggest and only expenditures that I said yes to, but I knew it was a need. And basically, it's taxpayers' money going back to keep us all secure.
Yeah.
And we advanced that money from the general fund to the police, and it's called an advance. And when his funds start coming through the taxes, he will be paying that back to the general fund. But to get things started, they made the decision to front the money to get the police cars and the police officers. And it was a need.
Yeah, it was an absolute need. My real goal.
We need them.
My real goal was to get as many officers as we could really afford to get on the street as quickly as we could, because we were hurting.
One of the good things is in that situation is that we had officers that were auxiliary. Then they went to part-time. Working with our union was the first time ever they allowed us to have part-time officers. We can hire two officers for the price of one. This allowed the officers to be able to know our township, and we could afford it before we go to full-time, because when we're down to four officers, it's very difficult to just hire someone off the street and they become an officer and not be able to cover our area like it should be. So it was a long plan of getting to where it was, and it was a perfect opportunity to put more officers on the street and that they were going to become full-time.
May I just say something? I know for a fact that when we were so low on officers, Franklin County was picking up the calls. However, unless it was murder or robbery or something that was very, very serious at that moment, you didn't get an officer until the next day when these officers come on duty. So now, you know, we have them. I've seen them patrolling the neighborhood. We need that really badly. We need their presence, and I am so thankful for it.
I am too.
But that was one of the things that I was so glad that it went that way, because I know for a fact that the township or the county wouldn't come out unless it was a dire emergency.
Okay, that is correct. Yeah. Okay. Can we move on? Do you have anything?
No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now it's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna run my mouth.
Okay, it's your turn.
Okay. First of all, I want to tell the police and the firefighters that I do pray for them, for their safety every day, and I do appreciate them.
Thank you.
Secondly, I'm sorry that Alex isn't here, because I want to know, this is the first thing in my mind, I want to know what it is that the trustees are going to do other than in their neighborhood. They know what's going on in their neighborhood, and they need to have like meetings with the different neighborhoods to see what was going on and what we can use. I'd like to know their plan. What's going to happen? Because if you don't come to the meetings, and not everybody can make it, then you don't know what's going on or what the plan is for the township. And to be a successful township, people have to know what's going on. That's my number one thing. Number two, Jim? Actually, it's just more or less a question. How expensive is it to put speed strips or speed bumps in our neighborhood? There is my street that goes from the old Union Hall and what they now call a church.
Yeah.
Down to the trailer park, which is a straight shot.
Straight shot, yeah.
And I have had trouble with the guys burning rubber from the church to Florence Avenue. And I've already jumped one guy, and I told him that he will not do that again, and he is too slow down in the neighborhood, and that he will not be driving like that. There are children in the neighborhood. And he said, I was only going 25 miles an hour, and I hate to say this, but I told him BS only. I told him, I said, don't do it again. I don't want trouble with my neighbors.
Right.
But the other thing the speed bumps would do, maybe the school buses would stop at the stop signs instead of whipping around the corner. They've got kids on the bus. There's kids in the neighborhood. Why are they driving that way? They don't stop one or two times a week. One bus may stop, and that's it. And I have a 5-year-old grandson, and then there was a little girl that was staying next door at her grandmother's. She just went flying out into the street in between vehicles and didn't stop to look, because her uncle was across the street and she was excited to see him. I screamed at that child bloody murder. And I'm surprised that she's not scared of me, that she comes and hugs me. But there's on down the street closer to the trailer park, there's some little Mexican kids, and they're like 4 and 6 years old. They run up and down the street all the time. They're riding their bicycles down at Speedway. They're riding out into the street. Those cars come flying down through there. They can't stop. Those kids, there's no way they can stop. They're going 40, 50 miles an hour down through there, and they're using it for a racetrack. And we need to do something, either put speed bumps in or something. There has to be something done. Because if they don't, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out there and dig holes in the blacktop so that they have to slow down. I mean, if you guys can't do something, I want to do something.
Hey, actually, to answer your question, and I know you're getting pretty in deep on this. First of all, please don't dig holes in the roadway.
But only if I can get speed bumps.
The speed bumps have been brought up over and over and over and over by different residents in different areas of the township. There's county ordinance that will not permit us to do that.
Well, so I have to go to the county and raise cane with them? I'll put their heads on the chopping block?
It's a county ordinance. The way that it was explained to us, and this was even 9 years ago, there's a county ordinance.
Well, then I guess I have to dig holes in the road, don't I?
No.
Hey, you know, it's either that or he's going to come out there after me. Because I'm telling you,
or the fire department's going to be out there picking kids up.
It's ridiculous how they drive down that street, and because it is just a long straight shot, they're flying. And it doesn't just happen during the day. I'm in bed at night, mm-hmm. and I hear them flying down through there, and I'm thinking, oh my God.
Have you called the school district to report the school buses?
My son has talked to him, and we've got one guy that stops a couple times a week. The rest of the time, they come flying around that corner.
Are these guys, do they live there, Connie, or do you know?
School buses.
We're talking about the school buses. Oh,
Southwestern. Southwestern.
Yes. Yeah. But the guys, I walked down there and I told him, I said, if this car comes down the street one more time, and I don't even know if he can understand English, I said, this car comes down the street one more time like this, I'm taking a video, I'm taking a picture of the license tag, and I'm turning it over to the police. Now slow it down. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be that way. Mm-hmm. But it is not safe for those kids. Mm-hmm. I have kids that they're in the neighborhood. They're sweet kids. I don't want to see anything happen to them. And yet these idiots are flying down the road like hell wouldn't have it. And I can't take it. So, I mean, the only thing that kept me from throwing a brick at their car or throwing a bulb out at their car coming down the road is I was afraid they would swerve and hit somebody else or cause other damage. Yeah, but true. There's got to be something done. And if it has to be that I have to go to the county, I'll get the name and number, and I'll be jumping up and down on their desk. I mean, I don't care. If these kids... These kids they can't help it. They're kids. They're playing, mm-hmm. and we don't have sidewalks that they have to stay on.
No.
So we have. What do we have? Yeah. They have the road to play
that's,
in.
That's what most of them.
And I am just so infuriated that I can't stand it. And I don't want to be this way. And I do want to get along with my neighbors, but I can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had one guy fly around the corner of my truck sitting there, and he couldn't have missed my truck but about 3 inches.
What time does the...
it doesn't matter.
I mean, the school buses?
About 3:15.
Well, one thing that I can do...
I can get you the times.
We can get with Southwestern City Schools.
Yes.
Get the bus
in. To answer your first question about the township trustees going around, that's why I started block watches 2 years ago.
I know, but I can't make it to the block watches.
But that's... And no matter when it would set, it's going to conflict with somebody.
Yes,
but
right.
We've got probably 6 block watches now, and the trustees, I know I've been going to most of them, and that's what they go to answer their questions from there. And hopefully they'll keep getting more block watches from here.
Yeah, Tim and the guys have done a real good job.
Yeah, they have.
They had
we're still having drug deals close by the house.
As far as the speeding, the only thing that's going to stop that is the police department setting out there, running radar, and enforcing the law.
Yeah. I know, and they do it so erratically. It's not like they do it on a timed basis. It's, you know, it's maybe noon one day, and maybe 3 or 4 o'clock the next day, and maybe 2 in the morning.
Right.
And, you know, it,
well, I think one thing that... You know, I can do for sure is to contact, first of all, our Southwestern bus drivers do work for the district. They are employed by the district, and I can contact them. Not the drivers, but the supervisors, and get some attention on that, that's for sure. And I don't know, Byron, what do you think about maybe trying to get an officer out there about school let-out time?
We're already putting cars in the area as much as we can.
I know.
The problem is every other house is a drug house.
Right.
Right. And I've still only got 16, and we got a lot more drugs. Mm. I mean, so we got all these other complaints, so I got to try to manage these guys in between all of them. We are trying.
I know, honey. But the thing of it is, I just get so frustrated when when there's no respect for life, and they just go flying down the road.
Those
kids, and like I said, we don't have sidewalks for them to ride their bikes on, and we don't have anywhere for them in the yard. But they can't really ride their bikes in the yard. They could go down to the so-called church down there and ride on the parking lot, but they chase them off.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Which, that's not church to me either.
Right.
Well, we can certainly have, I'll get in touch with the school board about the buses there, Connie. So they're just plain running stop signs and things like that down there. Okay. Yeah. Bring that
line down the road and right around the corner.
Bring that to their attention, and we can.
And the one that stops, is the reason why they stop is because they let kids off the right. stop sign. I think they ought to have a sign that says stop, and this means you, under the sign that says this means you underneath it.
Well, Tim and the guys have got real active, and there's been some differences, hadn't there, Tim? I mean, there's things that we certainly need to work more on, but, you know, you got to start, and they've done a really good job over there. And that I was totally tickled to death. You had that cleanup day. That was a big success.
There is one lady that walks through the neighborhood on a regular basis up and down our street.
Linda.
And picks up. I don't know
Linda?
What her name is.
Linda.
But I still go out and talk to her.
Yep. That is, I guess Linda does walk around a lot. Yeah,
she walks out all the time, up and down through there picking it up all the time.
And, you know, and we need those kind of people in the neighborhood. And frankly, their turnout for their neighborhood out there, you know, I know they get a little discouraged from here time to time, but their turnouts have been pretty good, you know, from numbers of people coming and things like that. So there's been some good activity going on. But we'll get with Byron and do some talking to see if maybe he can't schedule to try to see what we can do school let out time or something.
We're trying to put out the extra cars.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll try to focus on those times.
Yeah. But I know what she's, we all know what she's talking about.
I'll watch the school bus times.
Right, we'll just start about 2:30 coming in.
Yeah, 2:30 to 4 o'clock.
Okay, does anyone else have anything?
You're talking about a special meeting, maybe Thursday would be a good time to let the audience know that.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Talking about a special meeting.
Well, is Thursday a good day for you?
I hate to see any that we can't do a regular meeting.
Right.
This
well, I mean, there's a few things that we need to get ironed out, and special meeting. I don't know. Is Thursday okay with you?
Is this an exact change in tour?
I think special meeting.
Yeah, regular time, or just you want to just do it in the afternoon? How many can make it in the afternoon, or how many is interested in making it?
Thursday evening, I can't.
Yep. What's the date?
Well, I'm just talking about, now this won't be a regular meeting. We'll just be talking about some issues and things like that.
Oh.
What is that next Thursday, you're saying?
Yeah, next Thursday.
What issues are we going to be discussing? What are the issues that are going to be discussing?
Well, let's see. We're going to be talking about, actually it'll be some things that we're going to try to get set forth next year internally, things like that, Tim, you know, getting the work schedules lined up and things of that nature. And there's, you know, a few odds and ends issues we need to take care of. I don't know, you know, particularly relative to a neighborhood, if it's going to be
you'll post what the topics are.
Well, the problem of it is when you have these special meetings, and we've discussed this before,
right.
When you have special meetings, people
right.
can't come during the day.
No.
If
no.
you're going to have them, you've got to have them at the same time that you have these meetings right. so that people can have a chance to come.
Well, that's fine.
That's been the problem all along.
That's what we're saying here.
So if you're going to have one, it's got to be, you know, in the evening.
Yeah.
But why
if the residents want to come, I'm going to... You know, like Don says, we can have it in the evening at the same time if the residents want to come. If residents don't feel like they can make it.
Or well, nobody usually make it during the day when you, you know.
Yeah, you have well, that's what I'm saying, that I would just call it for the afternoon if the residents don't want it, don't want to come. You know what I mean? So... I don't know.
Well, let's just make it for 6:30. I'm getting for it.
Well, that's fine.
Okay, 6:30.
We'll just do it.
6:30. And I think our next regular meeting is being moved to a Wednesday instead of Thursday.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Right. Yeah. We will have the regular meetings going forward. Now, the next one will be 12th of December, is it?
13th of December.
Move
on
your
Wednesday. Move your
dots on Wednesday. Are you saying that all meetings are Wednesday?
No, there's a Franklin County meeting that's held.
Yeah.
It's like a Franklin County meeting. Yeah. It's kind of a mandatory thing that the county has to hold this.
Yeah.
And the trustees and everybody goes to it. That's on our regular meeting night.
Just the one time.
Yeah, just the one. It's a one-time mm-hmm. thing. They have that in December, so... Instead of, that would be the 13th.
That's the 13th, yes. Sir.
Okay, so that will be our next regular meeting. And, we can just tell you, next Thursday evening's fine with me. We'll just make it now. And
I can't. Whoever,
I can't.
Catch
I
can't you? Either. Oh, we catch you?
Yeah.
Wednesday would probably be better for me, but...
Well,
what's the date for that next one?
6:30. Don't worry.
Well, I don't know.
What is the date?
He's going to work on that.
It's a week from today. Well, we're talking a week from today is what we're talking about. Whatever that is.
No, what night
can it be? Can we email each other later?
What?
Post
it? Take it down. I mean, I don't.
I can't anybody make it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the Thursday.
And all that chatter.
Okay. Aaron, I need to know that you can't be there.
I couldn't.
If you can't make it, Lisa.
Yeah, I can find it. Wednesday? Yeah. I'll just turn the tape on and do the.
You go type them up too, because I've got too many to type up to get caught up. You understand what I mean?
I know Robin's coming,
just
honey.
Before
we leave you that very soon.
Is it going to be the evening or is it going to be during the day?
Well, I wanted to have it during the day, but Don, suggested the evening. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, your residents like to come to it. You've heard from them in the past.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's just things we need to talk about going forward, Jim. It's like stuff that I mentioned to you. We need to get a few things about the moves, the things like that. It has more to do with what we're going to do, placement of people and things like that. It's what I wanted to talk about, really, Don.
Well, I heard you talk about that line item. You want to talk about that?
Right? That mostly has to do with what we're going to do. Yeah. Well, anyway, have we decided when we'll have a meeting?
We can email, and
but they're wanting
how's
to
that?
They're That's wanting just, to know when it is.
Yeah, I.
So Don wants to have Thursday evening. I don't care. I don't care.
What do you mean you do?
Yeah. Does Wednesday evening sound all right if you guys want to come out Wednesday evening?
Yeah, but they're saying that sanitation, Franklin County.
Yeah.
Is that right.
It's coming up on the 6th, yeah.
Point being, there's a lot of meetings going on right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going everywhere.
But
I think this is a meeting. We're moving people around here and stuff like that. We're moving people around from this building to that building, you know what I mean? And these are, yeah, these are the kind of things that I wanted to discuss, you know? So, I mean, I don't know if it's really worthy of you coming or not, if that's the point being.
Well, can't make it on Thursday, why don't you make it on Wednesday?
They're having a meeting on Wednesday, the Franklin County something. It's on the same, sanitation something.
Well, so no, everybody doesn't get confused. Our next regular meeting like this, our regular meeting, will be the 13th of December.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Okay. Yeah.
Those meetings for the sanitary sewers are on a Tuesday and a Wednesday.
Correct.
The closest one to where we live is in Grandview, which is on Tuesday. I can't imagine that we're all going to drive downtown to the meeting on Wednesday. So if you guys are setting up these meetings.
Yeah, well,
you know,
what I'm saying.
Wednesday or Thursday, something.
Robin, the meeting that I'm suggesting we have, really don't, we're not going to get into a big discussion on the neighborhoods. It's going to be more, you know, we got, you know, new person coming, we got to decide how Jim is, you know, we got to make arrangements and we got to talk about things like that.
Yeah, I just know there's some people here that would probably go to that sanitary sewer meeting.
Right.
And the closest one that's to our neighborhoods is the one in Grandview.
Well, right, here's three that have to go.
Right, that's on what, a Tuesday, Robin?
Well, you do too, John, I guess, don't you or not?
We all live. I don't know why they didn't pick a church in the neighborhood, but they took us to Grandview or downtown to their office. Makes no sense.
So
what are we doing?
So what are we going to do is go back to plan A that I had. Plan A will be if all the staff is available, at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, we will have a special meeting.
1 p.m. on Tuesday?
Tuesday, uh-huh.
In the evening?
One in the afternoon.
December,
1 p.m.
What date?
On Tuesday, whatever date that is, John.
December 5th.
1 o'clock. For one thing, if we do that, the employees and stuff that we need, the heads of department heads, things like that, that we need here, you know, it's something they don't have to come back in the evening for either. But that's what this meeting, I want to have a meeting for, Jim, is, you know, a little planning going forward. Just like we were talking yesterday. And so if anybody wants to come, that will be the special meeting. And if anyone wants to come to that, just come on.
December 5th, 1 o'clock.
Okay, if there's no further business, then I ask for motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John, it is 8:21. Okay.
I just asked a question. I don't have anybody knows it. Yeah. But it wouldn't.
He said, no, I'm not going to leave it on there. It's not going to be. It's up in here. I just want to go get something to eat and enjoy my dinner. It's up in here. Yeah. We got it.
So,
well,
I think some of it was a misunderstanding. Some of it has been discussed, but never been decided on. So I think that would be, my opinion, best of the association. Discussion with that. I had him go ahead.
No, I didn't.
So
What was the reason for it? Because you don't know her. Is that legal?
I wouldn't approve of it. Well, if there's a good, you know, if it happened to be for security reasons, but the problem is that she didn't know it, the lady didn't know it, I didn't know it, and things like that. So there's people that did not know. And that was a bigger issue than anything, really, man.
Because she...
I don't anticipate, who knows. But, you know, absolutely, I was not aware of it, and I'm not even sure, for sure, that came to light, really, all at once. I found out. And a lot of people finding out.
I appreciate it.
Did you? I did. It's great. Great. You take care.